No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'll be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis, and our special guest for this episode of Just Plain Radio. We got Tom Haynes helping us out. He's always doing stuff all around the world, whether it's protecting elephants, rhinos, and people. We're going to get into that. But first, I know we want to talk about something that he's working on or aware of that's going on this weekend, an event. Where exactly, Tom? Where is it?
Hey, Buckeye, Arizona. Nice, warm place to be this time of year. The Buckeye Airfare is going on, and it's part of an AOPA fly-in. I mean, the event existed, and then just before I left, retired from AOPA, we kind of evaluated the event one year about partnering up with them and ultimately decided to, and now AOPA has been using it as basically one of its regional fly-ins the last few years. And it's a great event, really fun, nice place to be this time of year. And what's really awesome is that the mayor of Buckeye is a pilot and super enthusiastic about the airport. And the airport is kind of out in the middle of the desert and no neighbors around to complain about the noise. And it's a beautiful runway, and he's got all sorts of plans about how to turn it into, you know, a really vibrant economic engine for the whole community and bring a lot of business out to the airport. And so it's just nice to see that level of enthusiasm for an airport, because we don't always see that.
Yes, I was going to say, that's definitely not the norm when it comes to mayors of cities and things like that. But yeah, that sounds like a pretty unique situation. And then what, AOPA has a plane on display? Or what are they doing exactly there?
Yeah, so AOPA has a big presence there, big exhibit. They're going to do a pilot town hall with President Darren Pleasance. And the sweepstakes Husky is supposed to be there as well. And associated with the whole event is a big air show. And I don't know if they're having it this year, but they've had stole drag and stole competitions down there. And a lot of exhibitors and a bunch of people fly in. So there's lots of airplanes to look at. Besides the company display airplanes and all the exhibits going on. So it's a really fun weekend event.
Absolutely. And that Husky, I think Dennis has already put dibs on it and said,
That'd make a great trainer for tailwheel instruction in Florida.
Yep. Yes, it would.
Yeah. And all you have to do is be an AOPA member and you're in on the sweepstakes, I believe. Isn't that how it works kind of thing?
Yeah, if you're an AOPA member, you're automatically entered. Uh-huh. Anybody can enter. You don't have to be an AOPA member to enter. But if you are an AOPA member, you're automatically entered. And then there's other ways you can get additional chances by, taking some AOPA courses. And anybody can send in the usual postcards and that sort of thing, because you can't discriminate against anybody in a sweepstakes.
Yeah, but why bother? It's going to be Dennis or I. So
there you go.
I mean, you've got my address. You know where to bring it.
We say this every year and get ignored accordingly. So it's just how we roll. But yeah, I mean, if you're flying,
it would be a nice. It'd be a good little plane, though, wouldn't it?
It would.
Nice little tail dragger, good for you to train on. We'll teach you how to fly a tailwheel, and then we can get floats put on it.
There you go. Now you're talking. See, we got a whole plan.
See.
So it'll be right at home at Florida with those floats on there, man.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
If the odds are that we don't win this aircraft when they give it away, feel free. You know, the winner should probably donate it to a worthy cause or an unworthy cause.
my email address is on the website. Feel free to reach out to me for the actual shipping address.
Yeah. We keep trying this every year. It never works. But,
I wonder, Greg, if we were to get the floats on it, if we were to put a dive flag on the tail, would that count as our surface buoy to scuba dive off of it?
I don't think so. I think you still have
to. So we still have to put a flag, and I wonder if they got an STC to put those on.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that if you mounted a pole to the back of the pontoon or, one of the floats and put the flag on that, I think that probably would work. I don't think you could attach it directly to the aircraft, though. As far as the fuselage, I don't know. Maybe I'm splitting hairs here because
we'll figure out a way to stick it onto the antenna or something so it sticks up nice and high. And we'll just There we go.
The more the merrier, yeah. I would say. The more dive flags you have, just to let everyone know. Hey, man, matter of fact, let's just do the whole paint job as a giant dive flag on the wrap it or something like that. They get there the message go. Across. Then we could dive to our heart's content. That's been the ultimate goal of this show for Dennis and I. We were scuba divers before we're pilots, at least I was. And the idea was
speak for yourself. I started diving in 93, but I got my license, my certification back in 88. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I got mine around 90, but,
never got your light year certification as a pilot yet. So
well, I've been a pilot, so that's where, I mean, you know, pilot in training still counts as pilot.
Yeah. He's splitting hairs again, but yeah, I got to give him that one.
Yeah, and ultimately what we wanted to do is start the show, get an airplane, and fly out through the Caribbean, island hop, and dive right off the floats of a float plane. And
how's that going for you?
Well, it's a dream, and you never give up on your dreams, right, Tom?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. You keep dreaming there.
Yes, I'm going to keep doing it one of these days. All right, so we got that. But let's talk about some other cool stuff you do. You got this Elephants, Rhinos, and People organization, ERP, I guess. Mm-hmm. What's the website first if people want to go do a little research and support what you guys do? Because it's pretty cool. What is it?
Yeah, it's easy, erp.ngo.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful website, and it talks about all the things that the nonprofit does. I'm mostly focused on what we call the ERP Air Wing, mm-hmm. where we're trying to get a couple of airplanes over to Namibia, where ERP owns a bunch of large preserves for elephants and rhinos. And we're trying to use the airplanes for herd monitoring and anti-poaching.
Yeah.
And actually, speaking of Buckeye, our airplane, the one we have here in the States that we bought and took possession of last year at Oshkosh, is at the show.
Cool.
On display.
All right.
So swing by and take a look at the ERP NX Cub. And it's all painted up in our paint scheme, tan paint scheme, and it's got the ERP logo on the tail. And anyhow, that airplane, we're raising money for a second airplane. We'll ship the two of them over to Namibia once we get the second airplane. And we're probably going to talk about maybe acquiring some additional airplanes out of South Africa.
There you go. And obviously, that is a big problem with poachers. When it comes to those animals, that's one thing. Is that even a bigger problem than just managing the herd and finding out how many they have to work with in the, you know, at the moment, or is it equal, or what would you say?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously poaching is a very serious problem in that, you know, they're effective in going in and taking out these animals, the elephants for their tusks and the rhinos for their horns, both of which are very valuable on the black market and totally illegal to do or to even move out of the countries down there, but it still happens on the black market. And so really working hard to stop that, because black rhino, one of the rhino preserve they have in southern Namibia is the largest black rhino preserve in the world, and black rhinos are extremely endangered. Up in the north, they have two reserves for desert-adapted elephants, which are especially have basically evolved to be able to remember where water supplies are, which are really sparse in the desert. Mm-hmm. And so these elephants have slightly different tusks and some different characteristics than the normal African elephants, but they're also very endangered. And so this nonprofit is working hard to give them some protection, but also to help the people who live around the preserves to have better lives and lift them out of poverty, because the belief is and understanding is that if they have better lives, they're less likely to support poaching.
Teaching them to be pilots, be a part of this program, that kind of thing, help them up in that sense. But
and also they're the nonprofit also provides funds to the communities in the form and things like entrepreneurial training, help them have better businesses, their kids to have better educations, and helps them value the tourism that comes about if poachers aren't around.
Well, it's good stuff all the way around, for sure. We got more with Tom Haines on Just Plain Radio next. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.